S&P Dow Jones blocks fast-track index entry, complicating the mega IPO calculus. S&P Dow Jones Indices announced it would maintain existing rules for index inclusion, effectively denying any fast-track pathway for large IPO candidates such as SpaceX. The decision preserves requirements that companies be publicly traded for a specified period and meet particular liquidity thresholds before joining major indices. Criteria, designed in an era when most newly public companies were far smaller than the late-stage private giants now contemplating listings. The practical consequence for a company like SpaceX is delayed access to the institutional capital that flows automatically into index tracking funds, which collectively manage trillions of dollars. Index inclusion effectively guarantees large-scale buying by passive investors. Exclusion in the months after an IPO removes that support from the initial trading period. S&P's decision also reflects systemic concerns. A company capable of entering the S&P 500 as a top 10 holding by market capitalization immediately upon listing could distort sector allocations and create concentration risks for funds that track the index. The existing rules, whatever their original rationale, serve as a buffer against that kind of sudden structural shift. The broader market context amplifies the stakes. Higher interest rates have made private equity exits more difficult, and late-stage private companies face growing pressure to find liquidity. If the traditional benefit of public markets, immediate index inclusion, and the institutional buying it triggers, is delayed, the trade-off between private and public capital becomes more complicated for founders and early investors alike. Some observers have noted that the current pattern of companies staying private longer may itself be a product of the low interest rate environment of the past decade rather than a permanent structural preference. If private capital becomes more expensive or scarce, the conventional advantages of public markets, liquidity, acquisition currency, access to retail investors, may reassert themselves, and the debate over index methodology may eventually become moot.